Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. I visited a friend in a medium security prison and was seated in a common area. I was surprised at the relative freedom that seemed to exist. While I waited for my friend, several incarcerated individuals walked through, either going about their tasks or just talking with each other. When my friend arrived, I remarked on that freedom they seemed to enjoy. His response was, "Don't be fooled. There's no freedom here." We often think that only those who are locked up in a prison have no freedom. The world tends to view freedom as the ability to do whatever we want, when we want, with whomever we want. Freedom often means permission to indulge the sinful flesh. That kind of freedom is nothing but the worst kind of prison. Because on a spiritual level, there is no freedom that we could ever have. One sin condemns. Each sin convicts. Every sin would leave us in spiritual shackles, doomed and condemned to an eternity away from the presence of God. Only Jesus gives actual freedom. As the eternal Son of God, Jesus was truly free, unburdened by any sin. And how did he exercise his freedom? By allowing himself to be bound to a cross. With his sacrifice in our place, Jesus sprung the doors of the eternal prison that would have contained us. And now we are truly free. Free from sin. Free to serve. Free through the sacrifice of Christ alone. Lord Jesus, I thank you for setting me free from my spiritual prison. Grant me joy in living in the joyful freedom to praise you and serve others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.